You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on with one of my good friends from the Marlins, Juan Martinez. He's the director of events and promotions. He's the guy that can tell you when the bobbleheads are coming. He is also going to tell us about a really cool new program that the Marlins are instituting for the second half of the year, and I've got some great suggestions. Hey, Juan, welcome back. I know we're just getting started.
Just getting started, Jim. Great to be with you again on your show.
It's my pleasure. So, Juan, let's get right to it. You guys are going hyper-local. Tell me a little bit about that.
Hyper-local with Neighborhood Nights. Launching this weekend, we're targeting a series of 10 neighborhoods and cities in Miami to be more involved and invite those cities out to celebrate as a neighborhood, as a community, at Marlins Park at our upcoming weekend game, starting with Doral and Coral Gables this Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's really exciting, Juan. Now, you've got all the different neighborhoods. They each have a little bit of a different style. I know you got Wynwood. I have my office in Wynwood. I live in Wynwood. So my real question to you is, how can we make the place feel more like Wynwoody? I'd love it if we could bring some of the artwork. I got some like baseball themed art. I'd, you know, put it out there for you, create like the whole environment. What do we got going on that's special and unique that defines each night?
Well, that's going to be the kicker, right? We're going to be getting involved and reaching out to all the local organizations, local businesses in each one of these communities, from Doral and Gables to Wynwood, Midtown, Miami Beach, Hialeah, The Grove, Pinecrest, South Miami. We're targeting these guys to give each of those nights an opportunity for those guys to show off the personality of each of these communities and give them their opportunity to enjoy a game together, sitting all together in the same section and enjoying a Marlins game as a neighborhood.
Well, you're building community. That's the most important thing about what baseball does is it helps people build community, gives them time to talk during the game. Wanda and I love going to the game. Wanda, we got to go to another game.
I know. I was thinking about that actually just this past weekend.
We got great hats the last time. We got to think of another thing to do. Well, I got great games coming up. Maybe you want to go with me. I got tickets to the Cardinals. Want to go with me to the Cardinals, Wanda?
Cardinals.
Yeah, red. They're red.
Red, I know that.
They're red.
But where are they from?
They're from St. Louis. But let's talk about the home team. So, Juan, tell me a little bit about some of the embedded events that you have with these weekends. And I know you got like, just locally coming up, you got some great bobbleheads. I mean, gosh, how am I going to get some of those?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a great weekend planned. Obviously, tonight is our Senior Thursday, which is traditional, senior 65 and over get in free. Tomorrow is our Burger and Beer Friday, which is our standard, and we're also celebrating Colombian Heritage, and we're also doing a food and wine event, Toma Lo Suave. So, you know, you get a little food tasting, some wine, and that's, $30 to enjoy a Friday night with some wine and some food tasting. Saturday night, everyone's getting a very cool Marlins pullover. While supplies last at the gates, it's also all-you-can-eat tickets. We have our beer fest on Saturday. And then Sunday, the big one, right?
Yeah.
It's bobblehead day. It is the Pitbull Talking Bobblehead.
We played it just for you. We opened you up with Pitbull. I hope you appreciate Wanda's got that thing going on in there.
Definitely, man. It got the party started. We'll be celebrating 305 day here on Sunday. DJ Laz throwing out the first pitch. Pitbull is touring through Europe right now with Britney, so he's not physically here with us, but his bobblehead definitely will be, and we'll be enjoying him and his bobblehead on Sunday.
It's really cool. Now, you got to come up with some kind of black t-shirt for the Wynwood night. I just got to throw that out there. And then the summertime, white is black, so even a white t-shirt might be good.
Well, I think you're setting yourself up. I think you're going to be our ambassador of Wynwood.
I got no problem with that.
It's coming up on August 12th. It's Wynwood Midtown night. So I'm definitely going to draft you to help me out, get Wynwood out to the ballpark on that night.
Oh, listen, you just come to our office. We'll get some coffee at Dr. Smooth's. We'll walk you up and down Northwest 2nd. Our office is on 25th right there at Ground Zero. You come in, I'll introduce you to all my friends, all the people that make the market there, and we'll help you build the Wynwood neighborhood and build it together so that we can have a great time with you out at the Marlins ballpark. What is it, August 12th, right?
August 12th will be Wynwood night, and we've got the list of all the neighborhood nights on marlins.com/neighborhood. So you can look up when it's your neighborhood's turn to come out to the ballpark, and we definitely want everybody out here. And we'll be out in their community as well. We'll be out in those cities, with play ball events, visiting local police and fire stations, and much more. So you can check in at marlins.com/neighborhood for more details.
Oh, well, let me know. Give me a couple of dates. Let me know when you're coming to Wynwood, because I definitely want to participate in Wynwood. I've got friends in some of the other markets off the line. Give me a call. Maybe I can help you with some of the other areas too. And now let's see. I want to talk a little bit about why people would want to go to the game. You know, at the beginning of the season, it was kind of tough. People had a little hangover, whatever. But I got to tell you is that what I've seen starting with, I got to just say it, starting with the captain's camp that they had at the beginning of the season, I really appreciated that. I thought that it was really, really something special to go out and get the people that you want to be leaders in your organization and have somebody that has been a world-class leader showing them leadership. And I think that you're starting to see a lot of that coming through with people like Riamuto. And, you know, it's just been great to watch this season as the guys are maturing and getting better.
Well, Brian Anderson, right? Our rookie of the year candidate.
He
no
is,
brainer.
Should be the rookie of the,
rookie of the year.
Guy's amazing.
Watching this kid grow. And the team has gotten better month to month. And that's what you want to see as a fan. It was a tough April. May was better. We played 500 in June. We're playing above 500 in July. So there's improvement. And as it says, you know, just getting started, these guys are grinding. They're playing hard. They're never out of it. You know, that last Sunday game we had here before the break, we were down 5-0 and put up 8 runs in an inning and won that game and coming from behind. So it shows this team has a lot of fight. We're the fighting fish. And I'm definitely excited of the direction that everything's heading.
You know, it's really exciting. I'm treating one of my business associates. His son is having a bar mitzvah, and I talked to John Albert today. I got 6 tickets and a parking pass, and so the young man's going to come out and experience his bar mitzvah. I think it's going to be great. I'm going to be there too, but I'm not going to be sitting right there. I want to watch the face and everything. It's going to be just amazing. It's a great place to bring your family and have a great time.
Absolutely a great time for the community, a great time in the neighborhoods, and all the cool gifts that you get, whether it's all the ticket specials at a beer fest or an all-you-can-eat, and then the cool, you know, the pullover, or whether it's a heritage game or a bobblehead, there's always something fun at a great deal to come out to a Marlins game.
Also, I got to give a high five to the people that work concessions and community support. Yeah, you missed the high five opportunity, Wanda. You're just falling short today. But, you know, I go to the ball games. I like to walk around and talk to the people. Because the ballpark is part of the experience. And I must say, from the ambassador, the first person I meet when I'm coming out and crossing the street, my good friend Hal Kaufman's there. I know Hal from a long time. To the young lady who helped my mom cross the street in the rain, getting back to our seats, I want to give them all high fives. There you go. I had Wanda. I teed her up, though. So great. I really have noticed the difference in just the attendance and the people and the experience. Everything that you guys could address seems to have been addressed.
And we continue to address, right? You've seen these booths that we have here called the D-Milo booth, where the fans have an opportunity to go into the booth and record their feedback in video that is actually heard directly by our upper management so that we can be on top of things and find out what the latest and greatest concerns or issues are with the fans so we can address them immediately. So we definitely depend on the feedback. We're listening. And we're making adjustments as we go to improve and make it a first-class experience when you come to Marlins Park.
The thing that I'm really excited about is you got the new president and his new number two. The new number two guy, I just call him the human spark plug. That guy just never stops. Travis Apple, is that what his name is? Something like that?
Travis Apple's our new VP of sales. Obviously,
guy's amazing.
New president, Chip Bowers, and definitely energizing the business side of the organization.
Well, I heard Chip Bowers speak. I know he's speaking right now downstairs. I couldn't be there. I got to do my show. But Chip Bowers, that guy has got a rocket in his pocket. He made the Warriors, and now he's here to help the Marlins. I think you got that guy. You got Derek Jeter. You got a great, great foundation in the upper management. And I'm just going to say it since they're not here anymore. Something we didn't have before.
And we're seeing it, and you're seeing it, right? On the field, off the field, building a first-class organization from top down and bottom up, and we're starting to see the results. And I think this turnaround is going to be a lot quicker than the experts predicted, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it this year and moving forward. I think there's a great future ahead of us with a lot of talent and a lot of great things coming up.
It's very exciting, and I want to kind of just give my little Derek Jeter story. So I was there when they were revealing the 25th year anniversary logo. Jeter signed a couple of autographs, and then he was heading out. He was going under the stadium. He was probably a good solid 25 yards away. And, you know, my usual little way I say it, I said, "Oh, gosh," probably was a little more firm than that and a little louder. And he could have ignored it or made believe he didn't see it, but he heard it. And he turned around. And the man came back and gave me an autograph, spent a couple minutes. He was terrific. And that's really the kind of experience that people really get, or at least I've gotten when I've gone to the ballpark, and I'm anonymous. Nobody knows who I am when I'm walking around. They all treat me like $1 million. Really
and that's the experience
it.
We want you all to have when you come to Marlins Park to a game. You felt it, and I think our fans are seeing it this year. And it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better because we've got a lot more things planned for the rest of this year and obviously moving forward next year and beyond. So there's more to come of all the great things that you're starting to see now.
Well, listen, I wish you and the upstairs management team and the team on the ball field, I wish you all great luck, positive energy towards you. I'll be out there this Saturday. It's the first ball game Vivian, my wife, is going to be able to go to after her kidney transplant. So we're going to be there rooting you guys on and giving all of our positive energy to our town and our town's Miami Marlins.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you for your support, Jim. And now I will be anointing you as the official mayor of Wynwood so we can have you rally your troops for August 12th.
I'm all ready. Give me a call. We'll do our thing. We'll get some stuff out there. I've got a whole bunch of ideas. I'm really ready to hop on the board and be your ambassador.
Thank you, Jim. We'll see you at the ballpark.
All right. We're going to be out there this weekend and lots of times all coming up, too. So, Wanda, maybe you'll get some time to go with me to the Cardinal game. If not, maybe we'll get a game like during the day when you're off and you're not conflicted. But it's really fun. We had a great time with our hats that time, Wanda. It was awesome.
Won't be having the hats this time, but maybe.
Well, maybe we'll go to Bark
we'll
in the Park.
Find some new hats.
Well, go to Bark in the Park with Fluffy. But it's always great. We had a great time. My wife can't wait to go. We're very excited. And with that, I'm going to go, Wanda, time for a break. Do, 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 do.